Welcome to the Life is Relationships podcast, where we share biblical truths about marriage, parenting, and discipleship. The desire of the Inn of Last Resort is to see the hearts of individuals and families restored in their relationship to the Father, and for them to be empowered to have thriving, godly relationships that impact the communities around them.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Seth Williams, your host, and today with me is Alicia Williams.
Hello there.
Today we're talking about walking in the trenches with young adults, how to disciple the next generation. And just for starters, things may sound differently today. We're recording remotely with AJ while our studio is getting closer and closer to completion. Jumping right in here in the trenches with young adults and dealing with all the issues that come with discipling of the young adults. Alicia, what are some of the initial things you think of in our work with young adults here? Last month we talked about working with families and Train to Reign, and now we're talking about discipling the next generation. And so what are some of the things that we have faced here at the Inn?
You and I have been in ministry for a while, but only this is our second summer at the Inn. And it's a highlight of the year, really, to receive the young adults that we have come in, and the level of discipleship that we get to have with those young people who come and spend 9 or 10 weeks with us is really something special. There's a lot of side conversations that happen every single day. We pull them out, they pull us out, we pray together, we talk through something. When things blow up or get messy, it's an opportunity. Like Seth said, we're in the trenches, we're doing life. And I would say, one of the major tools, subjects, topics, I guess you could even call it, the Lord is having us really hammer with people who come through these doors, especially the young adults, is just, learning, like they need to know that that our behaviors are a reflection of our beliefs. And so when they walk through these doors, we challenge them and let them know ahead of time. When we see behaviors that are off, we're going to challenge you. What belief is that coming out of at the root of it? And that's just kind of the way we're wired, I think, personally. The Lord has just built in us this propensity to, want to go for the root. A lot of the time specifically asking young people to recognize what unbelief, what lie, what ungodly belief, what perhaps even like a false identity, what's at the root of a certain behavior. And to really take every thought captive. Like that, we probably sound like broken records because we say, take every thought captive, so much. We often challenge those young ones, who are in our care to reflect with the Lord and ask the Lord to help them identify every single tape, we call it, or a record, what tape is playing in your mind. Those things, we need to learn to discern the voice of the Lord and the voice of the enemy and the voice of ourselves. What tape is playing? We're constantly asking that question. But learning to identify and really we're having to grow, in our assertiveness. I think when we pull people aside, we're really trying to get to the jugular very often. What's really going on here? Why do you feel like you have something to prove?
Can you share something, maybe one of the big items we work with, or not items, but, something that root issues.
Yeah.
That we work with sure. Men, young men and women alike.
Yeah. Well, I'll start with the women because they're the ones that I more often, personally interact with in these, one-on-one ways. But I would say young women I'm finding very often are actually afraid of looking weak. And specifically if there's not, you know, if they didn't have the affirmation of a father in their femininity, in their value as a female, as a daughter, as a woman, then they might feel like, oh, I've got to measure up somehow. I've got to prove I'm as strong as any guy. And again, that's, you know, perhaps feminism, but really godly feminism doesn't look like competition with masculinity. It's a beautiful, beautiful compliment, and women are endowed with a strength in the Lord that I think is even unique to women. But we so often feel like, you know, young women so often feel like they have to prove I can do everything a guy can do. And so really just, I ask them, who said you have something to prove? You know, and then sometimes they'll come back maybe even and say, well, you know, if I'm not proving something, if I'm not proving my worth in this way or in this, you know, in my strength in this way or my ability, then who am I? So again, it comes back to, well, that's a good question. Who are you? Is this identity that you've created, is it really rooted in what the Father has said about you? Or is it actually rooted in, you know, what you think you have to prove? It's really an honor to sit in these, you know, intimate moments with young women. I'll let you answer on behalf of young men whom you are ministering to one-on-one. What would you say are some of the common struggles?
Yeah, I think that fear of failure leads to passivity and just being stuck. And if I see any common thing, it's really the world seeks to, I'm going to try to be G-rated here, but seeks to keep our young men very tame because we're very fearful of the strength that they can have. And I think society has done a great job of making men look like doofuses. Look at any sitcom and show me, you know, what percentage of those fathers are actually good and strong and loving and respectful. I mean, it's a very tiny percent. So you look at our young men and granted, there's a lot of fathers who are have abdicated their roles as fathers. But I think society has done a lot in saying, you know, you're really not needed. Mm-hmm. If you look at the agendas out there, you don't really have a role in this family. And if so, it's the woman is in charge and she's kind of talking to this father who's in a wife beater and he's just all those terrible things. But that's not really how, you know, that looks for men. And if you think about it, you know, we haven't really given them a lot of options that you just need to, you know, don't let your strength come out. And I'm not saying every man needs to be Rambo or, you know, anything like that. But I am saying, I think it's led to a lackluster, lukewarm, you know, manhood. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's an attack of an enemy who doesn't want to see the strength of young men, you know, David's mighty men type thing come up on us, which is really what we need to be, strong and loving. David was a worshiper first and foremost, a lover of God. And he was, you know, fierce though. He was a shepherd that was fierce. He wasn't afraid. And I think we need both of those. And I was just thinking of the verse from Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues them, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And that's really the call to young men in this hour is rise up in the strength of the Lord. Rise up and be gentlemen. Rise up and support. Rise up and take your place as husbands. Rise up and be strong for your children. Stay put. Be faithful.
And I was just thinking too, like, almost feels like fear. The fear of failure is almost the same thing as the fear of success. So I feel like there is a paralyzation that happens when, you know, the fear of success is the fear of being exposed as a failure. The fear of, you know, being out there for all to see, like you have something to lose and then you fail at it. you lose what you gained, or, you know, and I mean, that's just a very spontaneous thought. But so much fear. And again, I feel like a broken record, but this week has been, especially one where I've just said over and over and over, it's been like the theme over every heart that I've encountered this week is there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. I'm a broken record and I don't care, because we need to know there is no fear in love, and perfect love is what casts out the fear. So Lord, make way in our hearts, you know, for these young people. I'm challenging them, you know, how do you deal with fear? Well, give your heart over to the Lord and say, Lord, love me, love me. And the places that I've withheld from your love, the places that I have, you know, barricaded away from your love because, you know, I am, there's a part of me still trying to stay rooted in a false self-made identity. Or there's a part of me that's just paralyzed in fear. I will feel, you know, like a fake or whatever, if I'm put out there and then fall flat on my face, or if people see who I really am, all these fears, you know, we're challenging them daily, and ourselves and our children and even the adults who come through these doors, we're challenging them to, you know, release their heart wholly to the Lord and knowing that there is a remedy for fear, and it is love.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So anyways, it's definitely been a major theme of the week here at the inn.
That's good. Yeah, I think those are really big ways in which we can come alongside of these young adults. And one thing Larry has talked about in the past with parenting of these children is be consistent and thorough. Don't back off from an issue. If we see something in our young adults, you know, we need to, you know, speak the truth in love, not just, well, it's not really that bad. So doing, we're not really training them in the way they should go. You know, they need the input. They need mentors. They need people to speak into their lives. They don't know how bad they need.
They need us to be as bold as a lion.
They do. Yeah.
We're learning to roar too.
Yeah. I love the Frederick Douglass quote, and I'm going to share it here, but it's something that I've had close to my heart for probably 10 years. It's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And that just goes hand in hand with train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're older, they will not depart. Mm-hmm. That is our goal for our kids and any young adults we're working with is, man, they, you know, this is the time to get it. This is the time to give them the very best and set them up because, you know, I was talking to one of my kids the other day and, you know, I had to give a consequence, but it was like they, you know, two out of three kids did one thing. The other child did something different than what I'd asked. And when, you know, when going to this child, I said, this is what I asked you to do and you didn't do it. And so it was, well, I thought this, I thought that, and I did, you know, there was this, you know, it was an excuse, but I said, you know, son, I asked you to do this. And that's what you did. The outcome was different. And basically I said in life, if you run a red light and something happens or you get an accident, you can't just say, well, I didn't see it and you not have the consequences, or you broke a law. Well, I didn't really know that. You know, imagine our taxes. Well, yeah, I did that, but I had no clue that official is going to say, well, that doesn't matter. That was still an infraction, then there's a consequence. It's the same with the way we're raising our children is, you know, if you have a question, you know, if you don't know, ask. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just things that we're saying, I don't want our children to, you know, in the future say, you have something. Well, I didn't know about it. And yeah, but you did this. And so
don't forget what they don't know.
Yeah.
Even with, you know, 18 or 20 year olds, there's so many moments where I'm like, you don't know that? Oh, yeah. You know, maybe I learned that a long time ago, but it could have still been, you know, I might have been 20 when I discovered that reality or that truth, but don't forget what they don't know. Like, stick to basics if necessary, but, you know, life will hold them accountable in some ways to know what they're they don't know. I don't know if that makes sense, but like you said, there's a law to that they're breaking, whether they know it or not, but instill in them, use these, you know, pliable years. And I declare, I know even young people in their upper teens have a pliability to them. They're still young, and don't let them forget that. You know, there's many that feel already set in stone or set on a trajectory, or like they've wasted so much time. And there's, along with being reminded of what they don't know, I'm also trying to instill in them this hope, like, y'all, you still got decades and decades and decades and decades to live. You're not old. Like, you have so much time to redeem and so much opportunity to restore and change the path and live a different way. There's reason to hope.
Come on. And I just want to pray, as whoever's listening, young adult parents alike, Lord, I just pray for grace for every situation as people are listening right now, that you would bring hope and grace into whatever the situation that they're facing with, you know, with identity, some of these root issues. And we just speak grace. This is a time, you know, today, if you hear the Spirit, harden not your heart, you know, but come to him. And so we just pray a blessing on those listening right now, that the Lord would infuse hope and grace for every situation in parenting and with these young adults there's so many distractions and voices out there. May those listening hear your voice today in Jesus' name. Come on. Amen.
And also, if you've been blessed by this podcast, please do be sure to like and share and subscribe on whatever platform you've been listening on. And we are working to finish our podcast room. If you'd like to give even towards the completion of that project, and get on our website, endoflastresort.org. Anyway, backslash give. Is that right?
I say that part again.
I know. Get on our website at endoflastresort.org
backstroke.
Get on our website at endoflastresort.org/give. And you can, just make a donation to help us finish this podcast room that we're excited to complete soon.
Yes. Come on. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Take care. Blessings.
See you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If it was a blessing or even just entertaining, it would mean so much to us for you to share it with someone you love to help us continue growing and sharing our vision with others. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And for more information about the Inn of Last Resort and our upcoming programs, you can find us on social media or check out our website at innoflastresort.org.